producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Mike Moss with a senior USAPrepares.com instructor. He's up from Guatemala. He's a combat Marine. And we've been talking about defending yourself with a handgun. And Mike Ma was the first person who stopped a crime with a CCW permit and handgun in Kansas. And we're going to talk about bribing for your life. We're going to talk about the three-man militia. And Mike, so bribing for your life, okay?
Yeah.
Wasn't there a situation where you were in harm's way and it looked like some bad guys wanted to take what you had, and it looked like there might be a shootout, but you looked at one of the bad guys and said, looks like you're in pain. The way you're standing, looks like you're in pain. And how did you turn that situation around?
When I'm traveling on the road, like I say, there's bandits, there's all kinds of people stopping me, and you can't always tell who's who, if they're military, guerrillas, or what. And it doesn't make any difference to me. But like I say, when I see somebody in pain, and you can tell, and you know, there's different ways you can look at the body and see they're going through some discomfort. And then like I say, I'll get over to them, and I'll start asking them, you know, if I can help them and this type of stuff. And it's funny because they're walking around me, poking me with their guns. But I say, I don't understand what they're saying. So I'm just ignoring them. And I find this person, and dolor means pain in Spanish. So I know that. And I'll say dolor. And then when they say yes, well, then I get a big smile on my face, and I go over and get my table out and put it underneath the shade tree. And then I'll work on them and take away their pain. And then so now I got a friend. And it just... And that's the way I travel. That's why it's maybe 5 or 6 day drive going down there. It's taken me as long as 2 weeks to make that drive because I'm stopping and helping everybody. So, but the thing is, the next time I go by, now they remember who I am and I've got a lot of friends, and so I'm not in danger anymore. But that's the way I would rather do things, because I say I don't like paying. Now, I do sometimes, I'll give, maybe gold, piece of gold or silver, but I really don't give money. And now, sometimes, that's not even an option. One of the things I do, I'm a travel companion, and people will pay me to travel with them. And it's not like we're going to go to Disneyland. And so this one time, we're supposed to go to Colombia. And we got down as far as Venezuela, and we were going to go on over to Colombia, and it was really dangerous. And as a travel companion, I'm not a bodyguard. So if it's too dangerous, we won't go. You know, your safety is important. My safety is important. So I said, we're not going to go. So we just stayed there in Venezuela. And at that time, I was there, it was 2001, and they had the change of government when I was there. And that was weird. In the daytime, the military ran the streets, you know. I mean, it was, they had it. But at night, that's when all the people came out, gangs. And I wanted to go out, and they wouldn't let me go out. they locked down everything. And then I told them, well, you know, I want to have a cigar and let me go outside. And so, and we just stepped outside the door and then I escaped. I wanted to see the town. I never seen anything like that. And it was like the movies. Everything was shut down. No doors you can get in, no windows. Everything was covered up. And so I'm walking around, and I had the guy I was traveling with. He was with me. And some people started coming around the corner. And at first, you know, I thought, well, you know, 4, 5, 6 of them, hey, no problem. I can handle this. And they kept coming. And there's maybe like 100 of them or so. I mean, I really don't know. It was kind of half dark, but there was a bunch of them. And most of them were armed with pipes and sticks. I really didn't see any guns or anything. And but I say there was the roads, there was nothing on in the city. It was Caracas in the city. No traffic, nobody out. And so, you know, I can't bribe anybody. There's too many to fight. And so I really didn't know what to do. So whenever you get in a situation where, you know, your options are limited, what do? You make friends. So I reached out to make friends with them, shake hands with them. Well, of course, they didn't want anything to do with me. But I started coughing. And then I coughed some more. And it got kind of violent coughing. And I would reach out for help. And every time I reach, they would jump back. And so each time I cough, each time I reach out, they'd jump back. More and more of them would jump back. And then one of the other things I do is magic. And so I coughed up this light. And then I was holding it up so everybody could see it. And, you know, I've kind of walking around there showing everybody, and you know they're going plumb crazy already, but when that light came out, that was, you know, just way too much for them. And I went through a whole routine, and when I did, I mean, they were all totally in fear. And then I held the light up, and then I just walked, and they just parted and walked right through them. And afterwards I started thinking about it, because it was far more effective than what I was expecting. And what it was, the coughing, I could have stopped with just the coughing, because down there they have tuberculosis. And my coughing, nobody wants anything to do with me with the coughing. And so that's bad enough already. But they also have voodoo. And so when the light came out, that was it. I mean, there was just no way they wanted anything to do with me at all when that light came out. And so I really pushed it. So what it is, There's ways to negotiate, and not all these ways are pleasing to the people that you're involved with. It just depends, and that's part of planning. You get plans, and then you know which plan to use depending on the situation you get in. But that's right back to preparing. This is what we do. We prepare, and you're thinking of what you can do and when to do it. And it's not always force. Very seldom I use force, because there's always a chance you're going to be hurt. And it's that same thing. You plant that seed in your threat that there's a chance they could be hurt. And once they understand there's a chance they can be hurt, now you can negotiate. And that's the way you negotiate in very dangerous situations.
Mike, when you were at the kitchen table, you were telling us about how you were in a situation and you coughed so hard that your glass eye popped out. What was that all about?
Yes. Now, that's a new one. Okay, that light, the light one I was talking about, even at the expos, all your expos that I've been at, where when I did that light, people would end up panicking and call 911. And so, you know, so I really scared everybody, you know, when I start coughing and this type of stuff. So I thought, well, I'm going to try something different. So now I tried a fake eye. And I've only done it once here in the United States, but I've done it a few times down in Central America, and they love it down in Central America. I mean, when I say they love it, What it is, I'll start coughing, the same coughing, and I'll do it at the dinner table. And I always wonder, now, why do these people ask me? I go to dinners, and, I mean, they're fancy dinners, and I'm thinking, why are they asking me to go? I don't even speak the language. And what it is, when they see me do this, they want to take me to another party, and so I can do it again. And what I'll do is I'll start coughing, and they put a dinner plate in front of you. There's no food on it before they bring out the food. And so I'll start coughing, and then my eye will fall out. And I'll make sure it hits my dinner table, my dinner plate, because it makes a noise. So now I get everybody's attention. And then when it's on the table, I cover one eye so like I can't see too good, and I'm fumbling trying to get the eye, and I'm patting it right on down the middle of the dining room table. And so everybody is freaking out when they see my eyeball rolling across the table. And then when it hits the ground, it falls to the end of the table, and it'll fall on the floor, and then I'm stumbling around trying to get my eye, and I step on it. And when I step on it, it just crunches. And everybody real silent. And I look up at everybody covering my eyeball or my eye socket. And then when I take my hand off, you can see I still have both eyes. And then everybody starts laughing. We have a lot of fun. So it's more of a fun thing. I haven't been able, I thought down there it scares everybody. And nobody called 911. But I say I haven't really had the good opportunities up here to try it out. Up here, yes. So.
Well, it seems like a great, you know, in a serious, tense situation, what would happen if you did that, you know, during that robbery at the convenience store? I mean, that might be something that we have to do, right?
Yeah. The one thing I've learned, the mind only thinks of one thing at a time. And the bad guys are focused on they're going to victimize you. And this is what's in their mind. Now, what you have to do is take their mind off of that. And then once you take their mind off of that, well, then you have an opportunity to get through the situation. And like I say, I haven't been able to try it here yet, but like I say, I want to try something like that. I know on women, you can go to a magic store and you get these little capsules, and it's blood, fake blood capsules. And I tell the women, you take it, you bite it. Whenever you get scared, you take it, you bite it, and then it'll start oozing out of your mouth. And you rub it with your hand, you see the blood, you scream and holler and run. And nobody wants you after that.
There you go. Mike Ma, we'll be right back and we'll talk about the TSA. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to 7 amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring 7 secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the poem to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-old to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength, unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Mike Maz with us. And Mike, you dress specially for when you, well, when you used to fly, you would dress specially so that you could go through TSA. What'd you do?
What it is, I learn from my mistakes. I make mistakes like everybody else, and I learn from my mistakes. But one of the things that's not a mistake, and that is, I feel like if I haven't done anything wrong, I don't feel like I should be treated like a criminal. There's criminals out there. So you can look for the criminals, but I'm not one of them. You can pretty much tell pretty quick. If you do any profiling, you can see it pretty easily. And what I learned was when you're flying, there's a lot of harassment you go through. And I thought, well, you know, if you go along with it, then it's going to get worse and worse and worse. So I thought, well, what can I do to, you know, make things a little more enjoyable? And so I developed some special socks, and they're for flying. And I only wear these socks when I'm flying. And I'd go to the airport, and it was with my wife, and we didn't even fly together. Well, we'd fly together, but we wouldn't go through the security together. She'd go on down. She didn't want nothing to do with me when we go through the security. But what I would do is, you know, it's the first time I've ever flown a plane. Every time I fly is the first time. And so I would go up there, you know, and then they start explaining to me, you take your stuff and put it in the tub, and so I would do all that. And then they would tell me I need to take my shoes off. And then I always make it a point to wear my biggest combat boots. They work really good with those special socks. And then so then they tell you, you have to take your shoes off. And so I'd sit down right smack dab in the middle of all that stuff, where they're doing all this, on the floor, and I'd start unlacing my boots. And it's time-consuming, and it's funny-looking. And so I'm doing all that, and when I get done, I stand up, and I'm holding my boots. And then, now the one thing I've learned in magic, when you're doing magic, when you look at something, everybody else will look at it. So then I stand up, holding my boots in one hand, and then I'll look down at my feet, and my socks have great big holes in them, great big holes. And so I'd look down at my socks, and I would apologize, you know, for all, you know, the big holes in my socks. And I'd say, well, I apologize for these holes in my socks, but my fungus has been so bad that I thought maybe if I aired it out a little bit, it might be a little better. And then so then, you know, like I say, I'm first time fine. I really don't understand. And so they have me step inside this chamber, and then you put your hands up, and I put my hands up like I'm getting robbed. And they said, no, you put your hands outwards. And then so I do that, and then I jump back out, and I say, well, what are you going to do? And they tell me all kinds of stuff. But eventually they're going to get down to X-ray. They're going to say X-ray, so I understand. Well, once they say X-ray, well, you know, I don't want nothing to do with that. So then they said, well, we're going to have to patch you down. And I said, well, ain't no problem. And so I go over to the other part so they can pat me down. The funny thing is I've already contaminated that one area already. And now they're moving me over to the other area, so now I can contaminate this other area with my fungus. So it's funny because all the travel behind me, you know, they're all freaking out, you know, I mean, but it's not a good thing. I mean, I'm advertising my fungus problem and all this stuff. And then so then they're just getting ready to touch me. And then I say, whoa, and I'll step back. And I say, you need to change those gloves because I don't know where those gloves have been. You know, so, you know, I don't want you touching me with those things. So, and that's, there's nothing wrong with that. They're happy to change the gloves and stuff like that. And so, and of course, I carry weird things. You know, it's all legal, but it always gets everybody's attention. And then so then the next step is they want to look in my bag. And I, hey, no problem. You know, I mean, I'm cooperative on everything. And so then they open up the bag. They're getting ready to reach your hand, and I go, whoa, wait a minute. Can you change those gloves? Because I don't know where they've been. You know, and I don't want to contaminate my stuff. So, and all of this takes up a lot of time and frustrates many, many people. But it's funny, one time one of the people that were checking my bags, they said, they, you know, when I told them to change their gloves before they reached in, and I was a woman, and she says, you wouldn't believe some of the stuff that we have to touch. And it was so funny.
You've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com. Today.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, for the last hour and 35 minutes, you've been listening to Mike Ma. And what you're learning is you don't have to be confrontational unless there's no other option. So we try all the other options first. We try being polite. We try being cooperative. Now, it doesn't mean you have to be cooperative at their speed. And what you're hearing is Mike Ma is going through TSA because he wants to get on that airplane. However, he has to have everything explained to him. And he's flying for the first time every time he flies. And he's cooperating with taking off his boots. It just takes a long time, and he sits down in the middle in front of everybody and kind of causes some havoc. But he's very polite about the havoc that he causes. And he won't go through the X-ray machine because he knows that's dangerous. So at every step of the way, he throws a monkey wrench by being very polite into their scheme, like the changing of the gloves. And he's concerned because he doesn't want to get any diseases from these people who have touched other people with their gloves. So he asked them to change their gloves at every station, every step of the way. Mike, please continue.
Yeah, so it ruins the day for everybody. But the thing is, we don't have to go along with all this stuff. And I do the same thing on all of them. I say, just you have to explain it to me, and you have to make it that I understand. And like I say, I am cooperative, but you got to remember, no one has the authority over me, providing I don't do anything wrong. So, you know, and they're not doing anything wrong. It's just the thing is, they're the zombies. They're just blindly following what they were told to do. But that doesn't mean I have to. And that's why I question each step of whatever it is that I'm going through, whether it's traffic stops or, like I say, the airport. It doesn't make any difference. But I don't make trouble for anybody. I just need it explained to me very simply and how it affects everybody's lives. But, yes, we don't want to cause trouble, but that doesn't mean that we have to blindly follow. We have to do the right thing. And let's slow down the system so it's not something they can do. If everybody did that, they couldn't do it. It's not going to work.
Right. So what you're saying is if everybody does things to slow down the system, if everybody asks for clarification as to, how does the system work? Because I don't know. I'm so glad you're here to help me understand it because that'll make it better for everybody. So how does the system work? Okay, I didn't quite understand it. Can you explain it a different way? Okay, now how do the gloves work? I forgot what you said. I mean, how does that apply to me?
Right. So, now they got to explain that. I mean, everything. Like I say, if it's efficient, they're going to do it. If it's not efficient, it's going to be timely and expensive, and they won't be able to do it. It just won't.
Right.
Now, like I say, now I've missed a flight doing this before, and like I say, so they don't make it easy on me. Also, But like I say, it's just a game. We're just playing a game. It's the price you pay. Things don't always work the way we want, especially when you're doing things the right way. So,
Mike, I was flying a couple of years ago, and I won't do it again. I was flying, and I opted out from the TSA X-ray machine. I wouldn't do that. And I had my combat boots on, and of course I sat in the middle of the floor, and I did all that. And then after that, they wanted to check me for explosives. They had all my material in their bin, and they x-rayed that, but I wouldn't let them x-ray me. And so the TSA agent wanted to pat me down, and he took this swab that he was going to check around my collar and my sleeves and for gunpowder residue or explosive residue. And before he started, I said, how does this work? I had him explain it to me. And then I said, well, can you test them before we start? So he tests them before he even touches me.
Yeah.
And the alarm went off. Okay. It was already ready.
Whoa.
To have, yes, the alarm went off. Everybody's looking at me like I am a criminal. And he didn't touch me. And so we agreed that, boy, wasn't that a good thing that we had him test the gloves or explosive residue before he touched me. So he was already going to have me be a criminal. It was already set in motion.
It was contaminated before they even started on it.
Correct. So yeah. Then he got a new pair of gloves, and I said, well, that's great. Okay, now let's test those new pair of gloves and make sure that they don't test positive for explosives as well. Okay, then, so it took a long time. It took a long time for him to help me understand how this all worked. But that was okay with me. I was willing to go through all of this to teach people all around, because everybody that was there, a couple hundred people, saw how I forced him very politely to do it my way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they could never call the police on me that I was uncooperative. I was very cooperative. I just, so many things I didn't understand. And Mike, like you, the more agitated they get, the longer it takes them to explain something to me. The longer it takes for me to understand, the more uptight they get. Isn't that the way it goes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. And it brings it to their attention that what they're doing, you know, may not be the proper thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're right back to, I push people to do the morally correct thing. And I make people stand by their morals. And they can't do that there. It's obvious that they're just blindly following orders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, Mike, when you're stopped at a checkpoint and you're asked for license and registration and proof of insurance, what do you do?
Yeah. Well, like I say, we're right back to the same thing. I'm cooperative. I do what I'm told, but I don't keep everything together. I make it a point to, you know, each paper is in different places. And I always forget which places those are, and I'm tying them up a lot. And I thought it was funny, one time they stopped me, and it was for the drunken driving thing, where they stop everybody. And, and I asked them, and they said, yeah, we're looking for drunk drivers. And I said, okay, no problem. And I started driving, and he said, whoa, wait. And so I stopped, and I said, well, I don't drink, so you're not looking for me. And he said, well, let's see your driver's license. And I said, oh, so this is a driver's license stop, you know, so, and it's the same thing. I'm fumbling around looking for my driver's license, and each, you know, I say the registration and insurance, they're all different places, and I'm looking for it. Everybody behind me is so mad, and man, they're honking horns and all this kind of stuff. And like I say, I'm doing everything like I'm supposed to. I'm just a little slower than everybody else, you know, I guess, so, but I don't make it convenient for anybody. But I say, it's, why should I? There's no reason for me to do this. And so, like I say, so I put their feet to the fire. What are they doing? What they're doing, is it morally right, or are they just harassing us? And I bring it to their attention how stupid all this is. So, yeah, I'm cooperative, but it's my timing that I do this with. It's always with a smile.
Here's a really good point, Mike. So we're in this line at the checkout, and they want our ID, and we're trying to comply sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a long time. Now, most of us are kind of concerned about the people behind us. You know, we're holding them up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have to put that aside. You have to put aside that people are waiting. And what you do is you use that to your advantage, to cause the checkout line to get longer, to get people to get annoyed with the process that they're putting you through. Okay? So eventually, the store is interested in commerce. The government checkpoints, the police are interested in commerce. They want to get you through, arrest those that they can arrest, and get the rest of you out of the way so they can get everybody processed, so they maximize their revenue. But if you take longer than you're supposed to, it causes the problem. So if you're looking for that driver's license, you know, I got it. I have it. It's here. I'm trying to remember where. It's going to take me a couple minutes. I'll find it. So you're cooperating, but it takes a long time. That causes the line to back up. Now everybody's annoyed. And who are they annoyed with? Well, they're probably annoyed with the cop and you. But eventually, if enough of us do this, enough of us try to cooperate but need a lot of attention in order to understand the system, and eventually it goes away. Now, how do I know this? Well, Lowe's the big box store that sells home improvement stuff used to demand my ID. And I would go through and I would get all these parts that I needed, and then they'd say ID, and I'd tell them I can't do it. And then they'd put them back. Next time I go through Lowe's, I order paint. And they'd demand ID, and I'd say, oh, I just, you guys just mix this paint for me. I'm the only guy that wants it. And they'd demand my ID, and I'd say, well, no, I can't do that. So then they'd have to eat gallons and gallons and gallons of paint. And then, you know, eventually Lowe's stopped asking for ID. Literally, they've stopped asking for ID because it was so, I'm not kidding. Now, I can't say that I caused this all by myself, but it must have, maybe enough of us just said no, that it shut that down. Literally shut that down. So, when I'm traveling with Mrs. Finelli and we go through one of those gauntlets, you know, she'll say, be nice, be nice, be nice. And I'll go, well, you know, sure, I'll be nice. But I refuse. I refuse to do it on their schedule. It's just the way it is. And it works. It literally works. Mike, three-man militia. Now, militia sounds like a bad word, right? Militia. It sounds like evil.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because you're right. It just the word scares people. And I really don't understand. I really don't. Because I say this country, the United States, was built by militias. And that's what we have to focus on, the basics on what made this country strong.
We come back, let's talk about three-man militias, and there are all kinds of militias. You can have a gardening militia, a cooking militia, a two-way radio militia, communications militia. You can have a firearms militia, a reloading militia, a whole bunch of them. And we're going to talk about it when we come back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24/7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Class
is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Mike Ma's with us, and he's up from Central America. Mike, three-man militia. How do we start yes. one, and what are they for?
Yes, three-man militia. It's there's times, okay, we have a moral obligation to take care of ourselves, take care of our families. And really, you need to take care of your friends. And all this is much easier if you have some abilities to help take care of your local community. And what it is, your three-man militia is you and two others. You're either learning something or you're sharing what you know with others. And it could be, like I say, gardening, radiation, learning about radiation and ham radio. It could be most anything. Really, I try to stay away from the guns part because I say that's not the point of the three-man militia. The three-man militia is to make relations and good, strong, moral relations. So when you get in a bad, really bad thing start happening, like, say, we had a freeze over here a few years back, and they were without electric for a couple weeks, and they had to pull together and get through the situation. And it's much easier if you already know two people that you can trust and work with, and you can belong to two or three or four different militias, and really all they are is just clubs, and you're learning something, and it only takes three of you. It's a lot easier to get two other people together to learn something than it is a big old group. And I say you can do it as long as you want to, and you can dissolve it, or you can change the focus to something different. But I say, if you learn first aid, and just it doesn't make any difference what you learn, these people or somebody that you can count on. So in an emergency, you already know what you need to do. And if it's a big-time emergency, when the laws don't even exist anymore and stuff like that, that's when the militias really blossom. Because militias aren't run by laws and regulations. They're run by morals. Good, strong morals. Good people. So you're doing the right thing. And it's not something you have to, this militia thing doesn't have to go into effect for a long period of time, just long enough to get through whatever bad situation is happening. And that's why you need to learn all kinds of different fun things to do. Now, I've got hours and hours of videos talking about all the different degrees and levels and how to get through all kinds of bad situations. And I say I've called upon the militias that I belong to many times. And like I say, once I start calling on them, then they start calling on me. And it's not pulling out guns and stuff. I mean, it could be like we're bringing down a tree. And because it's not so much a tree militia, but what it is, we already got the relationship. And I can know who to call to help me do whatever needs to be done. So that's what the whole thing is all about, protecting yourself, your family, your friends, and your local community in time when there's complete chaos.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have maybe the USA Prepares meetups. Maybe that's a militia. We don't call it that, but what we do is we teach everybody. It's not three men. It's men and women, and sometimes it's, you know, 100, and sometimes it's less. But we teach all kinds of very interesting things, and we have these relationships. The difference, I guess, is that we're scattered all over. You know, we're scattered in a 100-mile radius, those of us who come to these meetups. But, you know, we have neighbors who garden, and we have neighbors who need help fixing their equipment. And we haven't gotten three together, but we've gotten two together. And you know what? It's a lot more fun. It's a lot more pleasant. It's a lot faster when you have a couple people or three people working on something than just one. So that's something that we should all consider, starting these relationships with our neighbors, our village, and working together. And it can start with you, and then it can build to you and a friend, and then it can build to three, and then you can have multiple groups. And what about first aid and CPR and auto mechanics? And what about buying in bulk? You know, buying a case of oil filters and splitting them among the three-man militia. What a great idea. Mike Ma, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
No Stress Mike. NoStressMike.com. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend Over.